Track 4. Mosasaurus. The First Find.
Good morning, Professor. I have solved the problem with our Mosasaurus. As we have no certain evidence as to the creature's body shape, I will partially submerge it in the lake. As its fossils were first found beside the River Meuse in Holland, may we assume it spent some time in the water?
Very likely. Did you know we owe the beginnings of the science of paleontology to the mosasaur? A jawbone and teeth were the first ever findings and became celebrated throughout Europe. No one had ever seen anything like them before. The French scientist Georges Cuvier developed a theory that they were animals living in the past that had completely died out.
It's a pity we only have the heads to go on. I wish we had evidence that would enable us to show more of this creature.
Many mosasaur fossils, including complete skeletons, have been found across the world since. They show the mosasaur had a serpent-like body with up to 100 sections of backbone. Scientists now believe it was a relation to modern snakes and monitor lizards, such as the Komodo dragon.
Good morning, gentlemen. Making progress, I see. We have high hopes of our dinosaurs. The Crystal Palace Company expects them to be a great attraction. I am certain of it, Mr. Paxton. Nothing like it has ever been attempted before. Indeed, indeed, and we shall charge 1 guinea to see it.
A guinea?
Paxton was right. Huge crowds visited the Crystal Palace. 2 million a year, although not all could afford to walk with the dinosaurs. A guinea was out of the reach of most working people. In fact, the Crystal Palace was closed on Sundays, the only day of the week when working people were free. But were Hawkins and Owen's dinosaurs a true representation? They did an excellent job with the few fossils they had, but more recent discoveries have found that they were wrong on a number of important details, and not just with the mosasaur, but also those of the paleotheriums and anoplotherium that stand to the right of this beast. Have a look at the white information panel on your way to stop 5 to see how we now believe they would have looked. So should we alter our Crystal Palace models to keep up with modern science? Well, for one thing, all the models here are listed monuments, and it would be difficult to get permission to make changes. But more importantly, they represent the cutting edge of scientific knowledge in Owen Hawkins and Darwin's day. And that's one of the beauties of science. There's always more to find out.
Return full circle back to the white information panel and turn left. Cross over the stone bridge, turn left again, and continue along the path for another 50 metres. Listen to track 5 beside the red emergency lifeline container opposite the bench.